This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I'm your host, Samantha Bush, and today we have such a special guest. We haven't had her on in what feels like eternity, and some big fucking news has happened since she's been on. Gracie Girl is back, and she's got glasses on, and she's feeling smart as hell.
I'm a genius.
Yeah. How are you?
Are you going to tell them the news?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Big things happened.
We'll never tell. Since last time you were here, you got engaged.
I did. Yay.
It's
for me.
So exciting.
It is.
And I don't think we've ever told the story about the whole saga.
What
about
the
ring?
Oh, I can't. I'm not going to talk about that one.
Really?
I can't. I've been like, it's like a whole thing. I can't talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, just know that
it was a saga.
Battle, a triumph, and an ultimate victory to get this ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to take this offline after this to talk to you about why we can't discuss.
Happy to explain, but I can talk about literally anything.
But I respect boundaries, you know, on this pod. And I can't wait for you to tell the story about what happened, how it happened, etc. So please have the floor.
Also, like, I would just like it known and acknowledged before my haters come at me full steam like they love to do.
Oh my god, you got like one hate comment and it's really stuck with you. Like, bitch, welcome to me. Be in my fucking shoes.
It's just that person just like lives in my mind right now.
I know.
But like, for that one person, I'm gonna call her Rebecca. Rebecca, I know that I'm nobody. I know, like, you know, it doesn't matter.
You're somebody to me.
Oh, but if you want to hear Vanderpump shit, just fast forward. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So quick backstory. Will and I have been together for 7-8 years ish. Mm-hmm. We really don't know because we never really remembered like the first date day. And then we like broke up, got back together, went long distance. Like things went a little.
That was such a bad day.
I know.
For me.
I know. You really suffered.
I took that breakup like really hard. I was like, I was really sad.
So Will and I have lived together 3-ish years now, 2 or 3 years, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
We moved in October 2020. So yeah, it'll be 3 years in October.
Oh my God.
We have a dog together, whatever. And so I've always just been of the mind, like, don't ask people when they're getting engaged. Like, it's a very personal journey. I have been touched by divorce many times in my life. It wasn't something I was like really, I mean, Sam knows, like, I was never like that bitch with getting engaged. I was never like, here's the timeline, here's when it happened.
No, and you also never really like brought it up. Mm-mm. Even like to me, like, you were never like, oh, so I'm thinking about this is what I want. Like, it was just kind of a nothing. Like, we never discussed it.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm like anti, obviously I'm not anti marriage. It was just something in my life where I was like, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, that's also okay. And so that's also my view on children, but that's a whole different podcast.
Okay. Next time.
So this ring came into the picture in Christmas of this year. And I saw it for the first time and it got the wheels.
The juices were flowing.
They were flowing, bitch. And I was like, okay, I want this ring. I'm ready. Like, Will and I have been also.
It made
like,
it like more real, I feel
it
like.
It did because I never saw a ring that was like, oh, that's me. Like, that's what I had preferences, but I was like,
Something called to you.
This one picked up the phone and rang a dang, dang, dang. Like, it was calling me directly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the wheels started moving Christmas, and then Will went home, I think it was 2 months ago, and came back and started acting sketch. Like, he was like, oh, if it's a pro, like, we were doing hints at one point, and it was so stupid.
Word games?
Word games, riddle.
We have to say one of the stupidest things you and I have ever done. I mean, we get into some shenanigans and we really are Tweedledee and Tweedledum, but like one of the words that he said, he said it starts with the letter B.
Yeah.
And you called me and you're like, Sam, oh my God, what could it be? Like, it's our last name. It's my last name. It's his last name. It's Baloo. Break up. And I was like, oh my God, he's not going to break up with you. But you and I really couldn't figure it out.
No.
Within like a day, I called you back immediately when I had the thought. And I was like, we are two fucking morons. The ring is blue.
It's a sapphire.
It's a sapphire. Like, and you, but then you were like, well, wouldn't he say like the letter S? I'm like, he does not know
that
it's a sapphire.
No, he's a blue ring.
Yeah, like he's a man. He does not know. Yeah, it was so fucking funny because you and I were just like, breakup, blue. What could it mean?
Boobies. Like we were just like being so stupid. And then the hints and such stopped for a while because I was just like, okay, it's happening like next weekend. It's happening next weekend. Like my nails have been done for at least 2 months straight. And like, they've also been boring, like plain colors, and I like bright colors sometimes. And they've just been like these nudes and these pale pinks. And like, oh, I'm getting a gel polish change tomorrow. And I'm so excited. And so we're sitting on the couch, and there's this restaurant that Will and I have like only happy memories in. It's where the first place we went when I moved to North Carolina from Atlanta. It's where we decided to move in together. It's like where we've done birthdays and like job promotions and all kinds of, like, truly like a happy place. And so he got gift cards for Christmas there, and he got one from work. So he had like $200 in gift cards.
My
broke ass, I'm like, when are we going to Vin Rouge? Because I want some free steak frites. And he's like, how about Wednesday? And I go, okay. Like, antennas started to go up. And then 5 minutes later, I think I'm going to bring Baloo. And I go, okay. Like, antennas farther up. And then when I knew is he said, I'm going to dress up. You should dress up too. Mind you, this man's like idea of dressing up is like Lululemon pants that have a button. Like he does not dress up. God bless him. So I was like, I'm 90% sure it's happening on this day. So I went, got my hair done, got my nails done. I got my cute little outfit. And then I'm not like on the phone with Sam's dumb ass after this horrible blowout appointment where I looked like Shirley Temple.
Oh my God.
I was fuming. And Sam, unbeknownst to me at this time, she knew it was happening, and so she wouldn't like talk to me really. She like kept changing the subject to like the weirdest.
I was telling her the craziest stories, inappropriate ones.
No, she was like, children's hospitals, what do you think about it?
And I'm
like,
it was really dark because I was like, I was so stressed that like you were gonna keep talking to me about it. And like, I didn't want to be like, yeah, you should definitely wear that and you should definitely do this. And like, because then you'd be like, okay.
So Sam's like telling me childhood traumas.
Yeah. And I'm like, so the time my parents forgot me at daycare.
At one point I was like, Sam, if it is happening today, I'm going to remember this conversation for the rest of my life. And this is weird.
Oops.
And sure enough,
I didn't think that far enough ahead.
So we're like getting ready to go, and I start getting like sick. I'm like
You were sending me old photos of you and Will.
Yeah, I was like, this is too much. I'm overwhelmed. Like, I'm already overstimulated. I'm stressed out. Like, it's a very weird feeling. And
it's a weird feeling. Is it a weird feeling? Because it's like actually really happening. Like this moment you've thought about is actually happening.
It's a weird moment to live the moment knowing that you will remember the moment for the rest of your life. Like knowing. Well, it's just weird. Like, it's just like, ooh, okay. Like this, I'm in it. And very rarely do those moments happen in life. Usually it's afterwards. You're like, okay, I'll remember everything about that. But no, it's like, I'm in it. Here I am. Woo. Yeah. And so Will's calm as a cucumber and so calm to the point where I'm like, maybe it's not happening. And because he'd been so weird for like weeks. And then we get to the restaurant, we walk to the patio, which usually has tables and stuff everywhere. And all the tables are cleared out except for one, with there's flowers everywhere and candles and shit. And I start going like, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
And like out loud, you're saying that?
Yeah, I keep saying, what's going on? What's happening? What is going on? Which is a weird thing to say. And then our song started playing, which is All Yours by Tyler Childers. And I just started like immediate sobbing, just like immediate, like, and Will gave a sweet little speech that I only remember bits and pieces of. And I guess he said, will you marry me? But all I remember is like seeing the ring. And then I go to grab it because I'm a little piglet and I go to grab it and he like leans back and he's like, are you going to say yes? And I was like, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then, did he get down on one knee?
He started to, but I am fully aware Will has bad knees. So I stopped him. I stopped him and said, no, because like, I would have had to help him up.
And I'm so like, true. No. You're like, we're not doing that.
No, just stay up here. And then my favorite part of the whole engagement was when we were going to a bar afterwards to meet all my friends, which was also really sweet. But we had Baloo with us because that was really important to me, was that Baloo was there because he's my blood child.
Mm-hmm.
But like Will had to like get Baloo home because he couldn't go to the bar. So after like everything started settling down, like we called our parents, whatever, Will left and I sat alone for 15 minutes. And I was just, the waiters kept coming and talking to me because I think they felt bad for me. But I was just like, living life.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're like on cloud nine.
Yeah. I had like a good 15 minute solo think session.
I love that.
It was overwhelming. And it was just like the best day of my whole life. And he did really well. It felt very us. It felt very like, it was produced but not overproduced, which was always like my big no. He got a few pictures because he got the waiter to take pictures of us, who also happens to be a wedding photographer, which is crazy. And it was perfect. And now I'm engaged and I walk around with this fat motherfucking ring all day long. Crazy part is Will and I have been together for, I want to say 7.5 years. And the ring is 7.5 carats.
Flex. Just such a flex.
Jealous bitches.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It's so you. It's so, I mean, I'm glad I know that when you were talking, you would talk to me once you saw the ring, the conversations of engagement really started happening.
Totally.
And you would be like, I don't care. Like, I want him to just like propose to me and like bed and like it not be a big deal. And I'm like, listen, you don't need it to be a big moment.
Right.
But like, I do think it was nice that it was like a little bit special. Like there was some thought.
It's definitely a story, which Will wanted. He was like,
well, and you love a story.
I do, but like, it's a long one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Couldn't be happier.
Thank you so much.
A wreck.
Oh, yeah.
I cried a lot. I was like so emotional about it. It was really crazy.
Well, you've been like, when we first became friends, Will and I had only been dating like a year.
I know.
So it was like we were still serious, fresh. But it wasn't like, you know.
Yeah. Anything. You know, I've seen you guys like move in together, get a dog together, like do all these things. It's just adorable. My favorite couple.
We're the best. We really are. Remember when Will, you were at my house? And we were laying in bed and then Will had nowhere to lay. So he like laid on my legs and you were like, are y'all gonna fuck?
And we were like, he was like being real sensual. And I was like,
it wasn't.
I was like, okay, I can leave. Like, I can leave your bed. I don't have to be in here right now.
I'm not mad. I would not do that to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Much appreciated. Now, I feel like a really good engagement present, it has been Vanderpump Rules every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first Wednesday,
you were fucking busy.
I was being proposed to.
Yes.
And then this Wednesday, I was in New York and I was with my amazing, like, angel friend, Meg, who I like, one of my best friends. And she was like, I'll watch it with you. Blessing and a curse. Blessing and a curse. I don't know how you people are doing, like,
watch parties.
It is a little, I don't want to say hellish because I did enjoy my time with Meg, but
it's close.
It's a solo thing, you know?
It's a solo thing, or you need someone who's on the same fucking level as you in the knowledge department. Very and also who, like, respects the fucking space.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people who are on the same level. And that's not a flex. It's honestly...
It's a mental illness.
It's a mental illness, how much we know. Like, I know things before they've hit Twitter because I'm on the Reddit. Like... I'm not okay. Got it?
Yeah,
like,
you've been scouring the Reddits. I don't go into that territory just because it's not a comfortable place for me. I don't like Reddit.
Do they like you?
No, of course not. Which, you know, whatever. But I just really want to get into it. I need to talk about it. I've watched it a few times already.
Yeah, I've done... one live, two uncensored, and pumped up.
The pumped up that Peacock is putting out, it's giving.
The thing is, if Peacock starts to
do this with every fucking show.
I want uncensored reunions on Peacock.
What I would fucking give if they went back into the archives and just started uncensoring everything.
Oh my God.
I would fucking live for it. And the thing is like with this whole pump scandal, excuse me, got to call it by its Christian name, is that like Bravo has really done its due diligence with like building up the hype and giving us what we want.
Yeah.
And like it's delivering.
Every time.
You know? Every time.
Say, like the feeling, I had to come to terms with this. The feelings I had watching the finale are something I will never feel again. Like, ever.
Oh, no.
The reunion to me feels like a nice tying up of the bow, while the finale felt like I was getting punched in the, like, clitoris.
Face. Oh. Yeah. In your puss?
In the puss. I mean, we were talking. It was... I've never, like, I won't go so into it because you've talked about it, but, like, I have never watched something that had my jaw on the actual floor, like,
at every turn.
Everything, like, the fact that it opened up with Ariana and Tom, like, to me, that was always, like, a closing segment, like, because that was so good. But they opened with it, and they were like, could have done without Kristen and her wizard and witchcraft.
Okay, thank you. I said this on the podcast too. Was like I could have done without the Kristen scene.
Yeah. I mean, she was
unless they were gonna like actually chat. Like, I'm good. I don't need to see her do witchcraft and wizardry.
The imagery was healing enough for me. Like that gave like
the just sandals.
No. I meant like seeing Kristen and Ariana hug and comfort each other. Like that was something like that. Like I was like. Got it. No, I don't want to talk about those crusty feet.
Those crusty dogs.
Ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
It was tough.
But so what was your thoughts on the first part of the reunion?
Great. Stunning. Gorgeous. I
can't get enough.
I've said it to you a few times. I'm very thankful we're getting this Ariana and not like a defeated or a sad or even a healed Ariana, because I wanted to see, and I don't think Tom was anticipating this, but we are getting Ariana in her like.
She's ready to fucking go.
And I'm very.
She's so angry.
Yeah.
And I'm living.
Yeah.
And I have to talk about this. I have to get this off my chest, and you're probably going to disagree with me, and that's okay. That's okay.
It's okay.
I need you're like, it's okay.
Sorry.
It's kind of getting weird at this point for me with some of the cast members on social media because like they're acting like this happened to them. And I'm like, this didn't happen to you. Like they're taking it like to another level of like obsession and like talking about it where it's like, okay, like this is obviously for clout. This is obviously like for publicity that you're doing this.
I will agree with you in 2 months, but right okay. now, like while the show is running, like
you understand what's going on. Okay.
Well, they're doing their job. You know, they're hyping.
I don't know if that's their job.
They're creating not a Bravo cinematic universe, but a Vanderpump Rules cinematic universe to where we have endless information. Like I can always go and find more information. I can click onto Lala's story. I can click on to Katie's fucking TikTok.
So you don't think Lala's doing too much?
I never think Lala's doing too much. I'm like the wrong okay. person to ask that.
Yeah,
I,
you kind of are a Lala apologist, which we'll get into that. I do have some notes.
Lala stan. I don't know. Not an apologist. I truly don't think she does things wrong. I think she reacts a few levels higher than she might need to, but I do think she is rooted in justice.
Okay.
I love Lala.
Listen, I don't not like her. I like her.
You flip-flop like the wind, which makes you an impeccable entertainment correspondent, which is why I'm not.
Well, it's just sometimes things can get to be like a little like, okay, you guys, like this, the high horse and the hypocrisy is like a little crazy. Like the rewriting of some history books, Miss Lala Kent, Miss Lauren Kent, is weird. It's real fucking weird. People like have been pulling up like archived, I don't know how they got them, but archived Instagram posts of hers.
Oh, the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. And it's not good. She's like left your boring ass wife at home and got your hot ass bitch. I'm like, what? Ooh. I mean, obviously it's not a direct quote. Okay, but well, that's
an intense thing to misquote.
But that's like basically what she was saying.
Ugh.
It was like she wasn't even invited to the premiere. Because she's basic. I'm like, okay. Like, so you did fuck a married guy.
Oh, like, I mean, yeah, she did.
Right, for years.
But she wasn't her best friend, ho.
That's fine. but you still did it, and there are still two little kids involved.
Oh, bless them. And she did fabulous in the Netflix hit production, You.
Oh, Amber Childers.
When I found out that was her, I was.
I know. Everyone was.
I was like, what?
I know. Everyone was like, wait, what? Like, everyone was literally shook. So let's get into the reunion.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, let's just get into the reunion.
Do you have notes?
I do.
Great.
Of course. First of all, I want to discuss the IUD comment. This was one of the most vile comments I've heard from him yet. Mm-hmm. It was rooted in nastiness and like hatred for women and just misogyny and just fucking sick. And I heard that. And at first I thought I heard it wrong. And I was like, let me go back and rewind. So then I was like, oh, no. That is really what he said. Cause I heard the word Stassi and I was like, what is he talking about?
Right.
And it was very weird on Twitter to see people defending him. It was very strange. Yeah, people were like, well, she did do that. I'm like, are you inside her vagina?
No,
even if that didn't. Also, it's a fucking weird thing to say. It's gross.
One person has a baby. Does that mean there's like a timeline that everybody else has to wait to have a baby?
People were saying that they all did like a pregnancy pact together because then Brittany got pregnant and then Lala got pregnant and then Sheena got pregnant.
Stassi Schroeder is doing a pregnancy pact?
No, that is what people think.
That I don't like that.
No, it's gross. And if they did, let them.
Well, they're all like women of like a certain age where
they're women. Like, they're allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. And Lala went on Instagram, of course, and she was like, that child was made out of love. And that is fucking gross that you would even comment on my child.
It's
Tom just hates Lala and always has because she is similar to Stassi in the way that like she doesn't like let him get away with shit.
Well, they were never under his spell. Like, they were never like this guy.
Not like us.
Ugh, he got us. He got us good. But like, I mean, it's why he always hated Stassi, is why he hates Law. It's exactly what you
Yeah.
said. It's just he only likes specific type of women that, which is shocking because Ariana does not, never seemed like this type of girl. But it's like these girls that just like feed into his delusion of
They think
bullshit.
he's magical.
And he's
And
not. He's
he
a
wants
loser.
a woman to think he's magic. That's what
Yeah.
it is. And he can't like understand why Ariana would like stop fawning over him. It's like, well, sweetie, after 10 years, like the magic does die. It doesn't mean that she doesn't love you.
I mean,
She's just
Ariana.
not gonna co-sign every fucking thing that you say. And also, I found it really interesting, and I talked about it earlier this week about part one is like when Lala talks about being the chill girl
Yeah.
and like how Raquel has filled that role for him.
Yes,
Raquel is a
exactly.
blank canvas where he can just project anything onto her, and
Yeah.
he sees himself. That's what
Yeah.
it is.
Well, it's why a lot of men, like you see a lot of older men date younger women, is because they're impressionable and they are far more accepting of nonsense than women who have been around the motherfucking block. Like the shit I fell for when I was 20 versus the things like
Sweetie.
the things that I don't stand for now. Like, I mean, oh God,
The things I fell
I
for.
mean, yeah, we're
Embarrassing.
this guy hated me, hated me, and
Yeah.
he would try, I don't know, he would just say like horrible things to me, and I would literally go to my friends and be like, he just wants what's best for me, like, he's right, I do need to change. And I was like, looking back, I'm like,
Yeah.
girl, what the fuck,
It's
like,
crazy.
what the fuck. And
It's
then
crazy who like I didn't have any real sense of self, and
none.
I really I don't know, like I just okay, we're gonna go down a path here really quick. Can you come along on this journey with me?
Always here.
Okay. Okay. So I went to your psychic Susan, I,
Astrologist. She's an astrologist.
excuse me, astrologist, and she's incredible. Incredible.
True.
I still rave about this to this
Yeah.
day, this call.
Yeah.
And I remember her talking to me about my past lives. And this
Yeah.
like really was a life-changing moment for me when she told me. She was like, in all of your past lives, you guys, this one really dark. You were an orphan and you were alone like all the time. And you
Yeah.
were like abandoned, like all this stuff. Okay. Really dark. But hear me out. She was like, and you would like, she's like, but you always ended up like with a successful man. Like you always ended up with like, she's like, in all of your lives, you were something different, but you were kind of like a performer and you were like a chameleon, like whatever they needed you to be, like a lawyer's wife or a doctor's wife. She's like, you became that because in return they gave you security. She's like, you weren't unhappy doing it, but she's like, that's why in this life you're having a hard time finding a partner, is because you're trying to correct that and you're trying to be like, okay, I want to be my own person and find security within myself. And it's just like, it's sad to see Raquel seem to like fall for this idiot.
She is in that state to a 1,000,000th degree. Like
Yeah.
she's truly like an empty
I mean, we'll
robot.
get into
I don't,
it.
as somebody who's been around for your cycles of life and has seen you, I would n even in your worst, you
I
were
would
not that.
never do that. I
Well,
would
it was,
never.
you just weren't, you had
I had
some
a
set
conscience.
of like morality, and Raquel just like, it's like she
She
doesn't
doesn't.
understand what she's done.
No, that's the thing. I don't think Raquel has a very, like how Lala said she has like a 30,000 foot view on life. Raquel has like a 1 inch view.
Yeah,
She
she just sees
sees in front of her.
like,
And she's not able to see anything else around her. It's just whatever is in front of her is what's happening. That's what
not
she
even
believes.
then. Sometimes,
It's
like, not even then.
fucking weird.
And
It's weird.
watching her talk to Tom
Oh my
in the
God, in the
trailer,
trailer.
when there's a lot to break down there. But the first thing I want to break down is when she It's Taylor Hawkins said it best. It's like she has these like sparks of like
thought.
And so she's talking to Tom and she's like, I don't like how this is like being, all I know is what you told me. And this isn't matching like what you've told me, because what it looks like is like y'all were in a happy relationship.
Mm-hmm. Tom, it's like she saw like, wow, you lied to me.
Right, right. Yeah. And you see Tom panic, like in his eyes, like he's not somebody, it really is like, do I enjoy, well, yes, I do. But like, it's sad. But this is like some of the most interesting things I've ever seen. It's, you are watching someone who would never outwardly process things, but you can see him process this. And he's like, okay, how do I like turn this around? Okay, I'm gonna start talking now because it's been too long. Okay, so this is when Raquel, or when Ariana and I, she was always so mean to me, and then she started being really nice to me. So she complimented my pants and said I was a fashion girl. Like, you were watching him figure it the fuck out. And it's bad.
It's fucking crazy. And then if you remember what he talked about in his Howie Mandel interview, where he was like, yeah, we went to couples therapy and like she really kind of started to turn a corner. She realized what she was doing wrong in the relationship. And everyone was like, well, yeah, that's like what happens at couples therapy. And that's like what you want.
When you go to a doctor, they give you medicine. Like,
yeah. So it was crazy watching him like talk to Raquel and be like, well, you know, she said like I was cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what? We're good. Like, that's what a relationship is to you. Like, this is why straight men like are so unwell. Yes. It's like they really do need their ego fucking stroked.
Well, if you notice, the only time he ever talks about this relationship is in regard to him and like how he made
the relationship with Ariana or with Raquel.
Ariana
or both,
or well, both probably, but like when he's talking about Ariana, he's like, well, you hated me, you said this about me, da da da. And it was never like a sense of like I would have had more respect for him if he came out and said like, I feel like I was not good enough for you anymore. Like, you made me feel like I wasn't good enough, and so I'm like done. And he never said that. He was always like, you didn't see how cool I was. But she does. It's just like, I don't know if I'm making
sense. He's like incapable of that. He is such a narcissist, and to watch him like just not even be able to look anyone in the fucking eye is insane. It was sick. And it was, I was like, oh my god, like you are twisted.
Back to the trailer thing. Oh, so the they had that weird little interaction,
the meltdown.
Tom, as he but as he continues to process, he realizes he's losing grip of the situation. He never had it, but he's losing his idea of grip on the situation. So in his mind, he's like, I need to pull Raquel back in, and we need to like get our shit straight before she comes. So he starts having a meltdown about not being able to take a break with Raquel, which is like, duh.
Yeah, you've been like, doing this for how long? I know. And then he tried to get all like labor rights. He was like, it's illegal. I have to legally take a break.
But I mean, he eventually did. Like, because if you remember the paparazzi shots, they were outside talking alone without cameras.
Yeah.
And we will never know what was said.
We will never know. But something that just came to me. So Raquel's obviously sitting in this trailer watching it all go down. And we are only seeing 3% of what the fuck is being said. So I can only imagine the things that are other things that are being said about how like
tiny things. Sheena's,
what?
I bet it's small things.
Yeah, it's like little things. And she's probably like, well, that doesn't make sense. Or like, oh, that's weird. And it's like, yeah, sweetie, he was never going to fucking be with you.
Yeah.
That never. Is, he was never going to leave Ariana. Ever.
Never.
Ever. You are a plaything to him.
Yeah.
He might love you in some sick, like, way of like, yeah, you're my little plaything. You're something, you're someone to gas me up. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, like, this is so fucking transparent. And the thing that got me fucking good was when Sheena Marie Shea, excuse me, Sheena Marie Shea, Honey Davies, brings out Good as Gold, the album.
Beautiful moment.
And she... And then you see Tom being like, okay, I'm going to leave. He goes into the parking lot. He's ripping six. And you just hear him go, I'm blowing it.
I didn't. I need to, I have to go back and listen for that part because I keep missing it.
And it's like during Good as Gold, like as it's playing, and it's like just this magical moment in like cinema, you know? Yeah. It's like you build it, they will come kind of vibes. Like if you felt like really, it felt delicious. But I do want to talk about Sheena because the one moment that we did see a glimmer of somewhat human behavior from Raquel.
Yeah.
Is when Sheena talked.
Yeah.
When Sheena got the paper that Raquel said, basically, like, this is over.
I'm dismissing it. Yeah.
We're dismissing it. I firmly believe Tom made her get that and told her to. I don't think she just came up with that on her own.
Like, where did this, like, he has now mentioned that I punched that bitch in the face a few times, but like, no one else. Like, even Raquel
is not even really saying that. No, yeah. I know. And so I do have to laugh. Like, when they started talking about it, you saw Sheena go with her hand.
Yeah.
Like she this, because she's like, can't make a fist. But Sheena's obviously so hurt by what's gone on. And Sheena takes things, like, very hard. And she takes things very personally. Like, that's just who she is. She's a crier. I see a lot of myself in Sheena, I got to be honest. And that's a tough thing, you know, to, I'm like no, very Sheena, think... Shannon, Bador coded.
Oh, I would, yeah. I adore Sheena.
I do too. She's a great reality star.
It's not the best place to sit as a Sheena, a Sheener, Sheener's wieners, you know, it's not the best.
Yeah.
But I do feel in my bones, it's like the way I feel about Lala. I feel like they are good people.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, like Lala said, she's like, I might have an ego the size of this building, but like, I'm not devoid of emotion and morals and feelings. Like, I'm not a narcissist. So when she just starts crying, she's like, this is the moment. This is the, I wanted more of these kind of moments, like where they talk about like, and I'm sure we'll get it in part three, where they really talk about like how hurt they are by what happened. Like, where Sheena's like, I loved her. Like, she was a friend. A sister. I let her live with me. I gave her a place to live. She slept in a bed with me and Brock. Like, she's like, I trusted her. And she's like, Ariana and I defended her. Like, we rode so hard for her. And that was also the first time I've seen since the finale, Ariana get like sad. Like, she started to kind of cry. And you could see it in the trailer, like Raquel being like, fuck, like, oh, like I really did do something bad. It's like, yeah, babe, you did. And for a man that I promise is not going to be with you after this.
No, 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 no.
Like, you blew up your fucking life for nothing. She really thought this was going to be star-crossed lovers, The Notebook. They were going to be together. And like, I remember on the finale, like when she was like, well, was this all... what did she say? She was like, oh, well, do you have any regrets? And I swear to God, she was prepared for him to be like, no, babe, like it's you and us, I against the world. Like,
he was like,
yeah, oh, this is the worst decision. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
God.
I know, and she was like, I should have wrote her a note. I'm like, yeah, you should have.
You should have been groveling at these people's
groveling.
But she put her trust and faith in a lizard. Tom. Like a disgusting man.
A worm.
He's 40 years old. He has fucked 100 women like since Ariana. He's a master manipulator. He's been on this show where in the truth, he's really never been that deep in the hot seat. I mean, there was like Miami Girl, but like
Ariana seemed fine. Yeah. No one, so it was thought, kind of, it was also Kristen just looked fucking crazy. Yes. It was like, it was how I feel about Prince Harry, where it's like, you're doing too much to like prove that you're right, that you look fucking nuts. And that's how Kristen looked. Like, yeah, you were right, but you like flew someone out here.
Tom, like,
that's insane.
Tom overestimated his power without Ariana. Like, he thought because he had Ariana and he had Lisa Vanderpump, like, character witnessing for him, I think he thought that that meant more than it did, when in reality it meant, like, no, we just love Ariana. And, like, I trust Lisa Vanderpump. I'm disappointed in Lisa Vanderpump, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy that Lala and James, Mommy and Daddy, were like, you need to stop.
Yeah, James was like, you need to shut the fuck up. Like,
he apologized, which is good. I love James Kenny. Oh my God, we have to talk about Allie.
I know. I was going to talk about her. Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Okay. I think on this podcast, I said, like, I'm, like, good without Allie or something. Like, I would have somebody else over Allie. Changing my tune, Allie is, she's almost too level-headed and, like, too cool as a cucumber. Like, it seems really, like, emotionally intelligent. And she just came out there, and I was just so deeply impressed with, like, she was like, no, I don't, like, when James called Raquel's mom fat, she was like, I don't think that word should, like, exist in any man's language. Loved that. When she said, I think everybody should be in therapy, especially men. Loved that.
She's like, especially this one. You know what I mean?
He seems to be, like, aware of who James Kennedy is. And it's not, like, a delusion land.
And she's also not okay with it. Like,
no, she's not.
That's the thing. If this isn't a Brittany and Jax, like, where she's like, I love him no matter what.
Yeah.
She's no, like, no, like, this behavior is unacceptable. I love you, but, like, let's work on this.
And what made me so happy, this is, like, unrelated to Allie, but I don't know why. It just made me, like, so giddy seeing Ariana, Katie, Sheena, and James sitting down having lunch. I just loved that.
Eating their tacos, drinking their Cokes.
Just laughing.
Yeah, they were, like, giggling, and they were, like, talking about, like, well, Sheena, do you have to leave? No, I'm not going to leave. But, you know, I'm doing the cheers with you guys. Like, I'm not fucking leaving.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, a nice moment. But, yeah, that is very unrelated to Allie.
I know.
Also, I love how much they all love Allie.
Same. They all seem protective of her, which I love. I love protective.
They're protective of her, but I also think there's, like, a trust there with her. Like, they trust that she's doing what she knows she should be doing or whatever. Whereas, like, with Raquel, it was like, this girl doesn't even know what fucking planet she's on. Have you ever met someone like Raquel?
Yes.
Like, you have. Look, well, where you're like, are you there?
Yeah, I went to college in the South. And, I've met a few of those girls. Okay. I also, like, work in conferences. So there's these things called, like, conference bunnies that, like, companies hire, like, hot girls to come and, like, it's so gross, and, like, put them in, like, nasty little outfits, and, like, I don't see it a lot.
It's like the girls that used to sell Red Bull.
Yeah, it's like that, but, like, corporate. And a lot of those girls are like that. No offense to any of you if you're doing that. It's a great hustle. Get your money, get your coin. But sometimes they do seem to, like, not be fully there, and I always just, like, laughed at it, but now they, like, kind of freak me out, because I'm like, what are you capable of?
I know. And I loved the moment where Lala was getting emotional talking about Randall, and James came in and, like, defended her, and I gotta tell you, I teared up when he was like, she's a rock star, she's a legend, she's been through it, she's doing what she needs to do, and I can't wait till we find out more about Randall and the whole situation, because I'm, like, very intrigued by it all.
I just had, like, an off-topic question.
Oh, what was that?
What do you think about Tom Schwartz and the Xanax?
Oh my God, Gracie.
Do you think that was, like, do you think green light was for the Xanax?
Green light. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, please go back and rewatch. The moment Raquel comes out, right? It's that moment. Tom Sandoval goes green light right before Raquel comes out on stage.
Under his breath to Tom Schwartz, like, pointing and, like, whispers green light.
Yeah, and then Tom Schwartz, like, pulls out the Xanax bottle, and, like, they make it a thing. And then Tom's like, "You guys, like, that's his medication. Just tell him it's your medication." I'm like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" And I love that Lala was like, coming from a place of, like, I'm sober and, like, I don't want to judge anyone's, like, journey. She's like, but you guys drink a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, thank you. Have this conversation with every person on Bravo. There comes a point where it's like, I had two martinis last Thursday. And I truly was fucking down for the count on Friday. Worst migraine, and was throwing up for 8 hours. Throwing up after, nothing. I threw up water.
After Will proposed, I had a glass of champagne at the restaurant, I half a cocktail, and then we went to a bar and I had two mojitos, four drinks. I was, first of all, wasted. I was like, ooh, I ate cake with my hands. And then second of all, I felt like shit. I'm not kidding. For 5 days.
I know. It's like so not worth it. We cannot hang.
No, I had so much anxiety the next day. I couldn't even talk to people on the phone. And like everybody was like calling to like congratulate. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, you did go radio silent there. But I understood. Okay. Have you seen the theory about Tom Sandoval and the cans? Have you seen this theory? Okay, yeah, so let's, I do want to talk about it really quick. Is there's this theory going around that Tom, because he always is carrying like a Diet Coke can, a LaCroix can, like he's always got a fucking can in his hand. And some woman on TikTok, I wish I could remember her handle. I can't think of it right now. But yeah. She was like, there's alcohol in there. Like he's not drinking like Diet Cokes. Like it's very obvious. I thought that was interesting theory. And then, you know, Raquel does come out. Well, first, her one-on-one with Andy was fucking insane. There was a moment where when she was talking, I swear to God, you could see like a little bit of light behind her eyes. Yeah. Where like, she was like, oh, this is like starting to not really like add up.
Yeah.
Like what I'm saying. Cause Andy was like, oh, did Tom coach you? And she's like, well, no, but we did talk about the reunion a lot. That's kind of like the only thing we've talked about was the reunion. Yeah. And then when she was like, and then, you know, Ariana never said anything and we were always kind of surprised. And it was like, I felt it was in that moment when Andy was like looking at her, like, what, you're blaming Ariana for just not for trusting you guys. Yeah. And it was kind of in that moment too, where it was like this little glimmer of like, that's something Tom told her.
Well, you can see it. They're echoing each, like she is echoing things we've heard.
But she's a bad actress.
But she is a very bad actress and she is not very bright. And she doesn't even like put her own spin on it. Like it's literally almost word for word. And I can't like, I feel like I could never put myself in her shoes because I just, it would never ever do that. But I have been like dickmatized before. And like just been under a man's spell. And there are things like, but she is like next level dickmatized. Mm-hmm. There is nothing worse than those moments where you're like coming out of it and you're like, what? And she is having that on a worldwide platform. Like there's no road for her to ever like win us back as an audience.
Yeah.
Ever. Like there's not. I really firmly believe that. I don't think she'll be back. I really don't.
Wow.
I don't think her parents will let her.
Interesting.
I think if she really is in some mental health facility, there's not a therapist, psychiatrist, anybody, any mental health professional in the world that would be like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, please go back to the place where the world hates you.
I wonder, and I don't want to like, you know, guess on this, but when I'm going to be honest here.
Okay.
And I don't want people to come for me.
Okay.
So if this offends you, I'm really sorry. But when the news came out about a bombshell, my very first thought was Raquel tried to kill herself.
Oh.
And that's what I thought it was going to be. And I thought it was going to come out and everybody was going to have like a new spin on things and like want to like do I believe that now currently? No, but like
I have a theory.
I know your theory.
I know, but the people don't know. And I'm gonna talk about my theory. So it's said to be that in the last 5 minutes of part three, like everything fucking changes. Like everyone's like, fuck, like we need a minute.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying, like, it's the timeline, it's the timeline, it's the timeline. And I'm like, I don't think an explosive revelation about a timeline is going to be brought up within the last 5 minutes. I feel like that's something we're going to get out of the way pretty early. My theory is, and Hannah Hampton, shout out to her. Her and I have been discussing this, like, all week.
Who's Hannah Hampton?
I work with her.
Hey, Hannah.
Yeah, she works at Betches.
Yeah.
And so we've been talking about it, but she's thinking, and I 100% co-sign agree, highlight in bold, agree, that Andy asks Tom, do you love her?
Yeah.
And I think he's going to say no. I think he's going to say, I don't love you. I don't want to be with you after this. And that's when like everyone kind of is like, fuck, like you really did this for nothing. And that's why he's crying so hard at the end. We've seen him, you know, in the preview where he's crying and he's like, Ariana, like, I'll always love you, because he's like, I did this literally for nothing. I never plan on leaving you or like being with Raquel. And, you know, and then that's why Raquel is in this facility, is because now she's spiraling because she did all of this for a man who never really loved her. Yeah. And now she's now sending postcards and people are saying that she's sending them so Ariana has to read them, because before it was letters.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is Tom wasn't opening the letters she was sending. So she's like, okay, I'll send postcards. So he's forced to fucking read what I have to say.
Ugh.
That's what I think. I just firmly, wholeheartedly believe this man had no fucking intention of ever leaving her, ever.
I agree.
I don't think she's pregnant. I don't think it's anything like that. If it comes out that she is, I'll be fucking gobsmacked.
Same.
But I don't think that that's what happened.
I mean, timeline wise, she would have had to have been pregnant before the reunion, or like it would be a little odd to announce because it would be very early. But she was vaping.
So true.
You can't vape when pregnant.
No, but I mean, I'm just eating. Yeah. Every Wednesday, like, I can't get enough. And then a Thursday morning, the uncensored version, like, it's just so good.
I was talking to Matt on the phone. I was like, what the fuck are we gonna do when it's over?
This is over? Watch Orange County.
I mean, but that's not
but the thing is like, we're never gonna have this feeling again.
No, until
we're never gonna have this feeling.
The first episode of like next season will be really excited for.
Yeah.
I listened to Ariana's best friend Brad on the Vile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How was that?
Just can't. Nick Vile truly sounds like he has marbles in his mouth and it drives me insane.
I know.
What do you mean about Vile? I hate it. I'm like, enunciate, bitch. Like,
yeah.
Oh, but damn, can he interview? Damn. He is good at that.
Is a great interviewer.
I mean, he was interviewing Brad and he was like, talking about like a text he got. Like, Brad was like, Sandoval texted me one night, like angry at me because like I knew him first. And the first thing Nick Vile said was, do you have those texts? Like, can you pull them up?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't, his phone got stolen. But like,
he doesn't give a fuck. He'll ask you anything. And I'm sorry, Alex Cooper, take fucking notes.
Take notes, bitch.
Getting great guests, but she's not being a great interviewer. She's not a good interviewer. She plays it kind of safe. Like,
that might be how she's getting these great guests. It's like, hey, yeah. I won't ask you about X, Y, and Z.
Jamie Lynn, I won't ask you about Britney. It's like, okay.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Like, Stassi, baby? Do you want to talk about Kylie and all her plastic surgery? No.
And Jordan Woods? No.
Oh, that saga was so juicy. Have you been watching The Kardashians this year?
Not an episode.
I'm going to tell you, bitch, they sucked me right back in.
I know. I just like, I really have to.
There, Kimmy, your girl.
Yeah.
Is not fucking having it. I'm obsessed. She sat Khloe and Scott down and she's like, so I've been reading all the articles about season 2 and I want to know what people want to watch and they don't want to watch us do this, 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 and this. She's like, so we got to step it up.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was like, and Khloe's like, well, it's not on us.
Who's it on?
Not just on us. Shocking on Courtney.
Courtney sucks. And that's what I was about to say.
Well, and then like, Courtney, they're really building up to the Courtney Kim fight over this Dolce & Gabbana thing. And you're really getting a lot of Kim's side, where Kim's like, they brought me on because they wanted to do it with Skims, but then we couldn't get the product in time. So now I'm doing like the entire collection and I'm picking every single look, blah, 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 blah. It was great. It's really good. I really like when Kim gets like her producer hat on, because she does recognize that like this show is the reason why they are who they are.
Yeah.
And they like, they got to be honest about their lives. And Chloe had melanoma on her face. She got a whole fucking piece of her cheek taken out.
I have seen that. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm really disgusted with Courtney and Travis. Like, they disgust me.
Oh, then you would hate what they did last episode.
No, it's just fucking gross.
Chloe like, went over there. Chloe went over there.
They fucked? I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm ovulating right now, so we're going to go fuck. I'm like, do you really need another baby?
Also, you're kind of ovulating like for a few hours and like kind of.
Well, that's what everyone was saying. They were like, you couldn't do that like when your sister left or before. Like, it doesn't, the clock doesn't strike 10:15 a.m. and you're like, this is the window.
You're just disgusting. Like, they act like they are 20. You are not. You have so many children. Well, who are
my biggest thing with Courtney is she just transforms into whoever she's dating.
Yeah.
So, like, when she was with Scott, she was really preppy. When she was with Eunice, she was, like, I love that era for her. She looked so beautiful.
She was sexy, glad.
Really sexy, like, older cougar woman. Like, I was really into that.
She was really hot then. Were they on the jet ski or something? Or the beach? There was, like, pictures of him, of her, like, straddling him. That was hot. Mm-hmm.
So hot. And now with Travis, it's like...
It was minimal. It wasn't like in your face. Like, I don't need to see your fucking tongues going like this. It's disgusting.
It's really gross. And so it's been, you know, it's been a good season.
Pay me money to watch that wedding special. Truly.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I refuse.
Good.
And I wasn't like I'm not a big Courtney hater, but I just am like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, there's really, Stanley break.
Don't
you have to get Stanley's ASMR.
I know that we're really, you know, trailblazers when it comes to the Stanley game. You heard it here first. Get a Stanley. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts, like, on Vanderpump?
Oh, my God. I mean, final thoughts on Vanderpump is just, like, everybody take a look around, look at your surroundings, and really, like, soak in this moment. Because it'll never be like this again.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Make sure you're watching with people that can... Or be in it with you or watch it by yourself.
And I really loved Meg. She made me laugh many times throughout the show. I did have to rewatch it a few times just to pick up on everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't want getting back to Meg that I'm like really on her.
I mean, I made Danny leave.
Yeah.
I was like, what time do you think you're leaving tonight? And he was like, I don't know. Like, what time do you think? And I was like, I think she'd probably leave at like 8:55.
Yeah.
This PM week Eastern.
First week of reunion airing that I will be home, seated, like snacks, everything I need.
Wait.
I've already told you. I'm like, leave me the fuck
because
alone.
This is the part of the reunion, part three, that I've like really been dying for is the Raquel side because she's been silent. We haven't heard a single fucking thing. We don't know anything from her perspective. We know nothing. I mean, I really do think that in part three, she's going to fuck up.
Yeah.
In some way, and it's going to contradict everything Tom said, and she's not even going to realize it.
I think that's the big thing. I think it's this. It gets
she's going to like say something, and Tom be like, "Fuck."
Yeah, and it's going to be like, "Shit."
I'm sorry. I can do without Tom Schwartz next season, probably.
Wow. Okay, I agree.
Bring back Tom Sandoval and Raquel because that's drama I want to see. I don't give a fuck about Schwartz. Schwartz is like infuriating to me.
Yeah,
infuriating. Like, he's trying to like make jokes that he's doing like these push-ups and he's doing these like bits to like distract from the fact that you're a fucking piece of shit. You're a horrible husband and a horrible friend.
Yeah, he was really bad to Katie, and I am so happy that we're in Katie's aunts. Like, everyone is really like apologizing to Katie, like on social media.
I know.
I love that because I know. You know,
and
Maloney's here.
Maloney's and. We're seeing something about her. They're getting going. The interior looks great. It looks very Nancy Myers.
I will say the chairs are too big for the space.
I thought the exact same thing. There was too many chairs and they were way too big.
It's a small interior. You could have done like a small wire chair would have been beautiful with a beautiful cushion. But who the fuck am I? Who am I?
Who the fuck are we?
Nobody.
Again, you know something about her. It's not my favorite name.
Yeah.
Famously.
It should have been Better Halves.
I mean, it literally could have been anything else.
It could have been
Maloney's Bolognese.
Ariana and Katie's sandwich shop. Like, that would have been fine.
It could have been Vanderpump shop. And I would have been like, that's amazing.
Vanderpump Rules gift shop merchandises meet and greet on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Like,
and I would have been like,
love it.
Yeah. But
we have to go, Sam, though.
But something about her just is strange.
I keep waiting for it to click, and it's just not.
I keep waiting for it to be like, oh, that's what that means.
No, it's just like there's something about her.
Something about her. And it's her sandwich.
And it's her sandwich. Like, also, misogyny? I don't know. Something it should have been, go make me a sandwich.
It could have been, I don't know, anything else. It could have been Maloney Maddox sandwich shop.
It could have been like chomp chomp. Like, it could have been anything. Silly.
It could have been Charlotte's sandwich. What the fuck are shop we doing? In honor of Charlotte the dead dog.
Oh, it could have been just called Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web.
And yeah. Charlotte Butters. Charlotte Butters is something.
Gordo.
That's a horrible name. Sorry to all the Gordos out there, but that's rough.
Yeah, Gordo and Butters. Yeah. Katie's also never looked better.
Yeah. I don't want to get into that.
You don't like her dress.
I hate it.
But I'm talking face and hair and
face,
makeup.
Hair. There, I've told you before, there was a clip of her on some podcast. I don't know what it was. And it was like,
with Amanda Hirsch from Not Skinny But Not Fat. And yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about. She looked amazing.
Took my breath away. But she just, I need her to, and this isn't like, if she's happy, I'm happy, whatever. I need her to dress her body type better.
She's just, you know,
she has
love her fashion, but she's got some sort of vision and she's executing it. And yeah. Amen. It's I mean, personally, my worst dress of the whole thing is Lala.
That's incorrect. Anyways.
That cheetah cut out one sleeve, one shoulder monstrosity.
Yes.
You're telling me.
Yes. Don't even fuck with me, bitch. Yes.
You really are a Lala apologist.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. I just.
One day you'll come out of this haze and you'll be like, wow, that was a really ugly outfit.
I'm not digmatized by Lala Kent.
You're just lullatized.
But what I was saying is, you coming off, Katie Maloney has beautiful legs and a beautiful booty.
Beautiful.
Her booty cheeks are very smooth. No dimples.
Why do you know that?
Because I saw it when she dove into the pool in Mexico. I was like, my ass looked like that when I was 17.
My ass looked like that when I was 8.
It's been downhill.
Now I turned 9 and everything kind of went downhill.
Now my ass looks like a Mancala board. Remember that marble game?
I have it in the closet.
You do?
Yeah, I have Mancala.
Sam, I love Mancala. I bet you like
it. I love Mancala.
You can play it by yourself.
No, you definitely play it with another person.
I played it by myself a few times.
Okay, that speaks a lot about you. Are you a fan of Boggle?
I've never played, but I am intrigued by
the. Oh my God. I fucking love Boggle. I love a game.
Me too. I love board games. I get really intense. Like, I get like, follow the rules. Like, what are you doing?
You're a rule hound.
Yeah. I don't like cheating because I get really. Because then, like, why are we.
That's also not fun. Also, who thinks that hard into cheating on a board game?
Oh, my brother was a big cheater pumpkin. Well,
boys are lame like that. I don't think girls really cheat.
Boys are cheats and liars. They're such a big disgrace. They will tell you anything to get to second baseball. Do you remember that?
No. I wasn't cool like you in middle school.
Whoa. Loser.
Loser. Okay. Well, this has been a joy. A pledge. Yeah,
truly.
Thank you so much for doing this. Tell everybody where they can follow you for Gracie Nation.
Yeah, join Gracie Nation by following me on Instagram. My name is Gracie Bullet, B-U-L-L-E. Oh, it's G-R-A-C-I-E, B-U-L-L-E-I-T, which I guess it won't be for much longer.
I know.
I'll be Gracie Bryant soon.
Are you going to change your handle? Do you know if that handle's available?
I'm going to look at, if there's numbers involved, no, I'm not changing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll keep Gracie Bullet. But if there's no numbers, then yeah, I'll be Gracie Bryant. But yeah, come join Gracie Nation. We talk about all things that I want to talk about.
Amazing. And thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys so much. I'll see you next week. Have a great, safe weekend. Bye.